Wes Pastor here from Christ Memorial Church. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Wow, what an indictment of our earthly lives. But is it true? And if it is true, why? Well, listen to King Solomon in Ecclesiastes 1. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But what advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun? A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. Why is all vanity on earth? Well, the answer is clear in the book of Ecclesiastes. Because death renders our earthly endeavors vain, futile. That's the big idea. Chapters 1 and 2 declare it. Chapters 9 through 11 declare it. And the rest of the book in between shows that this vanity is seen, it's punctuated, it's proven by earthly realities, like the reality of God's sovereign control over our lives. Chapter 3 says that despite our best plans, there's an appointed time for every event under heaven. God's in control, we're not in control. And this vanity is proven again in chapter 4 by the cheerlessness of life on earth. Solomon, when thinking of the oppressed, congratulates the dead. He says they're better off than those living on earth. And in fact, even more so are those who never existed. Why? Because life is so cheerless. This vanity is proven again by the nastiness, the nasty twists in life seen in chapter 6. The rich and powerful and famous king dies, and his death is in total obscurity, just like the fool. Yes, all work on earth is vanity. And finally, it's proven in chapter 7 by life's utter unfairness. Solomon says in 7:15, there's a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness and a wicked man whose life is prolonged in his wickedness. Now that's unfair. Vanity of vanities. So where does that leave us? If all is vanity on earth, how then should we live? Well, we should prepare for eternity. We should prepare for God's final judgment. Listen to what Solomon says at the end of the book. The conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, for this applies to every man. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether good or evil. And how do we prepare for that judgment? By turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who has taken on God's judgment for our sin when He died on the cross and was victorious when He rose from the dead. And He says that whoever believes in Him shall not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Yes, believe on Him. Have a good day.